On Community Conversation, we're going to be talking about a phantasmagorical, can I use that, event that's coming up in Tecumseh this weekend, and it's going to be Tecumseh's 31st annual Apple Umpkin Festival. And I have with me to talk more about that and tell us more is Rhonda Nowak, who is the marketing and event coordinator for the city of Tecumseh. And Rhonda, this is going to be another awesome festival.
It absolutely is. And I love that word that you use that I never can say, even though I've tried it a million times. It's my favorite word and I never can say it. So thank you for using it.
Well, this is because of the fact that it gets better and better every single year. Now, let's mention about the fact when and this is going to be held and the hours for this, Rhonda.
This is coming up on October 11th and 12th. That's Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, the hours are from 9 to 6 and Sunday is from 10 to 5. So lots of time for people to come out and enjoy this fantastic festival.
You know, sometimes there's so much to see. You can probably do it, you know, in 2 days, you know, you go one day and then come back and take in the rest.
Yeah, you can do that, especially if you stop to have a little rest or if you stop to have something to eat, shop in all the shops in town between the festival and the local stores. There's a lot to see, and it can take up both days if you take your time and really investigate everything.
Exactly. Well, let's tell the people, if they have not been to Apple Umpkin before, that there is a lot to see. And so tell us about what some of the things that they can see, Rhonda.
Absolutely. There are over 300 vendors this year that will be at the festival. We have everything from your local fair food type food that everybody absolutely loves to arts and crafts vendors to general vendors. We have nonprofit organizations set up. It's just a lot of things to see. All of our stores are open. The restaurants are open. You can come and play on the inflatables if you like to jump in bounce houses. They have several of those that will be there for the kids, even for the adults. We also have a petting zoo that you can come and see some of the lovely animals and pet them up close.
Yeah.
We have our ever-loving carnival rides that everybody loves. That takes up a whole parking lot, so there's lots of carnival rides for people to ride. And one of my favorite events to watch is the corn box.
Oh, yes.
If you've never seen the kids in the corn box before, it is a sight to behold. Those kids are having the time of their life pouring corn over their head and digging up corn. They're making a mess, but they're having a great time, and that's what it's all about.
It sure is.
Yeah.
You know, and that's making memories, right, Rhonda?
Making memories, and it is one of my favorite photos of the whole event is to go take pictures of the corn box to see all those smiling faces. It's
absolutely
great fun.
Yeah, it sure is.
Yep.
There's, along with that, live music that's going to be during the weekend too, right, Rhonda?
Yes, we have three stages throughout the festival where people will have different entertainers throughout the weekend. You can come see some of the local favorites and some that have come in from other places. But all three stages will be up and running all weekend long, so you can enjoy a whole different genre of music. If you don't like the one that's on stage right now, wait a minute, it'll change and it'll be something different. We have posted that on our Facebook page, so people will see that. I believe we have more posts coming out about that, so people can just check out the Facebook page and it tells you all about who the local musicians are and who's going to be there. So that's always fun. And if you've never ridden in a helicopter ride, you can take a helicopter ride at Apple Umpkin Festival. Where else can you do that?
Yeah, I think that's so awesome to be able to have that, Rhonda.
It is. It is one of our favorite things to do. The lines are great. They go real fast, so you don't have to wait forever. But you get to go up and actually see what Tecumseh looks like from up in the air.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's beautiful during the fall season.
Absolutely. And especially when you're starting to see the changing of the color of the trees, too.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. So yeah. It is really fun. I will say that one of the questions we get asked, we have a car show going on Sunday. We have a tractor show going on Saturday. But one of the big questions that we always get asked is, where do I park?
Yes.
So parking can be a challenge, even though parking is allowed on all of our side streets. Some of our downtown lots are open for parking. But I highly recommend that people park at our high school, which is just to the west of town. Park in that high school parking lot where there's lots of parking spots. There's a bus that will come. We run a shuttle all day, both days. So you can jump on that shuttle. It takes you right downtown into the heart of the festival. You don't have to worry about parking your car. You've got a great place for it to park. You can shop around the festival downtown, and then you can get back on that shuttle or a different shuttle that's at the same location and join it out to Kapnick's Orchard, because Kapnick's is having their apple festival. Festival going on right now this weekend. So you can take the shuttle out there. Again, you don't have to move your car. Take the shuttle out there for free because those are all free shuttles for the weekend. Enjoy the Apple Festival at Kapnick's Orchard. Then come back to town and finish doing the Apple Lumpkin Festival downtown. And then take the shuttle back to your car.
There you go.
It's the easiest way. And a lot of people miss it. And I always, you know, I'm sad to see that people have missed it because the parking is so much easier and taking those shuttle buses that run nonstop.
Yeah, and that's the main thing. They're running nonstop, so you won't be having to wait for very long, right, Rhonda?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, so it does get a little congested in the downtown area because there are so many people and so much fun going on. So parking outside of town is a great way to do it and still enjoy the festival.
Absolutely. Yep. You mentioned about the helicopter rides. Where is that going to be taking place at?
That takes place at the ball fields, which is on the north end of Ottawa Street. They sell the tickets down there, and then you go down the stairs down to the ball field to get onto the helicopter.
Ah, okay.
So it's easy to find. It's right by the inflatables. The carnival rides are in the what we call the northeast parking lot, which is right behind Pentamere Winery and J Bar Hobbies.
Oh, yes.
So that's the parking lot for the carnival. We have compacted some things and moved some things around this year. So if you can't find your favorite vendor, stop in at our information booth, which is right on the main four corners of town at Chicago and Evans Street. There's a tent there with information, and they can help you locate where that favorite vendor is. Just because we did get a little congested last year and we had some safety issues we wanted to address, and so we did address those, so it makes it a little bit safer for the crowd.
Nice.
A little bit safer for the vendors.
Sure.
And everybody is still there. We still have all the vendors. So if you can't find something, or if you're looking for a place to eat or any other questions, stop at the information booth. That's what it's there for.
That's right. Along with that, you're going to be having something happening just on Saturday only, and that's about the 5K run, right?
Yes, the 5K run that is sponsored by Carter Rehabilitation and Aquatic Center. They put on that run every year for us. They kick off the festival at 8 a.m. on Saturday morning. If you're interested, go online, find their registration, get registered for that. And they kick off the festival and run, and then they're done, so you can come back and enjoy the festival.
Then you happen to mention this, but on Sunday is the car meet, right?
Yes, the car meet is on Sunday. That's sponsored by Blue Steel Automotive. They handle that for us. So you can come, and they aren't doing pre-registration this year. They just want to invite people to bring their cars, come down there, you know, their fancy cars that are all polished up, and park there on Evans Street, south of Pottawatomie. I know there's a lot of directions here, but you can find it. It's on South Evans Street. And come and enjoy the car show.
Yeah, you know, and it's going to be such a great weekend, too, to be able to enjoy that and go out and see these wonderful cars.
Yes.
They're just amazing, Rhonda.
Yep, and on Saturday we have the tractor show, which if you haven't been up close to a tractor, you know, those big farm tractors that you see, there's some old tractors that'll be on display there, too, for you to come see and just see what they look like and how they've evolved over the years.
Is that on Sunday as well?
That's just on Saturday.
Oh, so Saturday.
Tractor show is Saturday, car show is on Sunday.
That's right.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And the nice thing about that is admission to the festival is absolutely
free.
Yeah.
It's free. The shuttles are free. The festival is free. So you technically can come. I mean, I dare anybody to come and not spend any money on fair food or the different trinkets or the things in the stores. But you literally could come and enjoy the day and not spend any money. And it would be great fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And just a reminder that there will be an arts and craft show going on,
yes,
too.
Yes. A lot of our vendors are arts and craft vendors. We've got all kinds of wonderful things coming. There's jewelry makers. There's wood carvers. There's crocheters. There's, you know, little cottage cookie makers. There's all kinds of things that people can see. So I really encourage people to check out all those different events.
Yeah, there's going to be so many great things to see. And also in conjunction with that, this really has been nice with the Apple Umpkin also happening during the same time that Kapnick Orchards is having their fall festival,
yes,
too, to be able to go back and forth. But there's so much to be able to go out and see at Kapnick's as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we encourage people to see both because both festivals, they're a little bit different, but they both have a lot to do and a lot to see. And so we really want people to see both of them.
And there's a lot of things happening at the Apple Festival there at Kapnick's, including more craft booths as well,
yes,
too.
Yes, they have more crafters, more food. They have cider and donuts because their store will be open with all those lovely things. You can pick apples. They have a lot going out there, too, so I encourage people to see both.
It's going to be a great weekend.
It's going to be a gorgeous weekend, and we really want people to be there to enjoy it with us because it's a fun time.
It is. It really is. And then the thing is that you'll be able to get to see people that probably haven't seen in a while, too.
Absolutely. We do have people that plan their year's vacation to come to Apple Lumpkin Festival as one of their vacation spots.
I'm not surprised.
It's great. So you see a lot of families meeting up at Apple Lumpkin.
Yes, yes. And a lot of great entertainment, too, as you mentioned.
Yes.
You were going to mention
the sponsors.
Yes.
I do want to shout out to our sponsors. We have so many this year, and without the sponsors, this sort of event just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So I encourage people to patronize these sponsors. I can't possibly list them all here on the radio because we'd be here forever, even though I would love to give every single one of them a shout out. So a couple of our main sponsors, our diamond is Catherine Whelan Farm Bureau Agency. Platinum this year is Old National Bank. Our gold sponsors are Carpet on Wheels and Visit Lenawee. I have a ton more, like I said. I really want people to come out and enjoy the festival and thank these sponsors for being there. I also want to give a special shout out to the people that volunteer for the festival.
Right.
Because a festival this size takes a lot of volunteers.
It sure does.
And for people to give of their time and make it a great festival is really something about our community.
It really does, yes.
A special thank you to those volunteers also that are out there all day long on Friday helping set things up and then running around Saturday and Sunday making sure the festival's running smoothly.
And then helping to tear down on things,
and then
too.
Tearing it down Sunday night.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're all tired by that point.
That's right. But it's going to be such a great Apple Umpkin. It's hard to believe it's been 31 years already, Rhonda.
It absolutely has. It's just amazing to me to see where it started in the beginning. You know, there were only a 100 vendors or so at the most. And we maybe drew a couple thousand people. So it was very small. And to go to it now where we have over 300 vendors and we end up with 30 to 40,000 people that come over the weekend, it's just amazing to see how fast it's grown. And it just is a testament to how good of a festival it really is.
Absolutely. And amen to that, because of the fact it is. It's one of the great festivals we have, and very truly, there are a lot of people that do come from out of the area to come to the Apple Umpkin every single year, too.
They absolutely do. One, they want to come and see what's an Apple Umpkin.
Yeah.
Two, they just love to come because it's a great festival.
And that is so true. And that's going to be, once again,
October 11th and 12th, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday's hours are from 9 until 6, and Sunday's hours are from 10 until 5.
And not only with the great things that we've been talking about, but again, the businesses are going to be available throughout the weekend as well, right, Rhonda?
They are. The businesses will be open as well as the restaurants. So if you want to sit down and have lunch, you can do that. And you can go through all the shops and visit all their different things that they're getting ready for fall and the holiday season coming up.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's going to be another great weekend. Looking forward to it.
Yes.
And it's going to be a lot to be able to take in. So if you say, I can't get it in all in one day, that's okay.
That's okay. You that's can come okay. 2 days. We love that if you want to come 2 days.
That's right.
But we just want everybody to come.
That's
what
right.
we want, is everybody to come and enjoy themselves because it's a fun weekend in Tecumseh.
Rhonda, thank you so much for stopping by to tell us a little bit more about the Apple Umpkin Festival in Tecumseh. And of course, along with that, the Kapnick's Apple Festival going on as well at Kapnick Orchard.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, it's always a pleasure having you as well, Rhonda. Rhonda Nowak, who is the Marketing and Event Coordinator for the City of Tecumseh, my guest here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and we'll talk again soon.